From Tidbits on August 16th, 2010, this is Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates, written by Tidbit staff. VMware Fusion 3.1.1. VMware Fusion, which lets you run Windows and other operating systems on your Intel-powered Mac, has been updated to version 3.1.1. The maintenance-focused update now supports VMware vSphere 4.1 as a guest operating system, enabling you to run ESX without needing spare hardware. Though this feature is labeled as experimental, and the company warns against using it in production environments. The update also addresses an issue with some iSight cameras, removes an incorrect disk error message after a host crash, and corrects an issue where the audio recording worked only at 44.1 kHz. VMware Fusion requires macOS 10 10.4.11 or higher, and of course a copy of Windows if you plan to install that operating system. The download is accessible from within VMware Fusion itself or from the VMware website. Things 1.3.5. Cultured Code has rolled out a series of fixes to its flagship task management app, Things. The 1.3.5 update resolves several crashing bugs, including crashes when rescheduling to-dos in the Today view. Other improvements include fixes for an issue with iCal calendars not being visible when using the custom iCal sync, an issue where double-clicking a to-do could open the wrong item in certain views, and an issue with resorting to-dos when filtering by tag. Rounding out the detailed release notes are other fixes addressing localization quirks, toolbar icons, daylight saving time, and project tags, and miscellaneous user interface issues. Office 2004-2008 security updates. Microsoft has released a trio of software updates addressing various security issues in its Office suites. The updates, Microsoft Office 2008 for Mac 12.2.6 update, Microsoft Office 2004 for Mac 11.6.0 update, and the OpenXML file format converter for Mac 1.1.6, patch an issue where maliciously crafted files open in Excel or Word could enable an attacker to execute code on your Mac. The Office 2000 update also updates Microsoft Entourage's time zone information and fixes some Excel crashes that could occur on launch when sorting merged cells or editing cells. The updates are free, and Microsoft recommends Office users install them as quickly as possible. Be sure, however, not to cancel or interrupt the installation process, or your Office installation may be left in a non-functional state. If this has already happened, reinstall from your original media, and then install all necessary updates before using Office again. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac, Useful Fruit Software, and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, and Facebook, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.